Bruce Hornsby and a crowd of fans joins us in the World Cafe studio today. Hornsby has a new box set gathering not only his hits, but various interpretations of his songs over the years. Yes, he's had his hits, including his very first one, The Way It Is, a song that has the distinction of being his most sampled. But he's also delved further into jazz and other genres over the years, played with the Grateful Dead, and generally kept moving musically. I started our conversation off making a point about other piano-playing singer-songwriters and getting an interesting reaction from Bruce.
Well, I was thinking about where you approach this instrument from as opposed to where some people who are from, well, I'm thinking of Billy Joel, I'm thinking of Elton John, they're much more citified, much more stentorian, according to what they do.
Well, it's much more triad.
Yeah.
You know, that's the standard. And I'd like to set the record straight. I was quoted in an otherwise very fine piece in the Philadelphia Daily News last week as saying that I think what Elton and Billy do is corny. And that's so not true. Now, I might have said something to that effect. I'm not going to deny. I'm not going to say the guy, the writer, got it wrong. But I want to correct it because those guys are friends of mine, and Elton especially is very close. And, I mean, hell, I got into it because of him. So it's so not true. So I take it back if I said it.
And you
But what I probably – what he was getting at, or he was pushing me, was about what we're just talking about. That kind of playing, I mean, it's fine, but it's sort of been done. And it's all about – I call harmonic aesthetic. You know, you go through, if you study lots of different music, certain types of music or certain sounds are going to move you in to your soul more than others. And like, for instance, where most people would play an F minor chord like this, I play it like this. And I like that way more. That really gets to me. That's the soul. And this man's nodding his head. Yeah, I see what you mean there, Hornsby. But so, seriously, so there you go. A lot of people in their musical study never get past the triads and the inversions. But for me, there are lots of ways to play F minor. That's all F minor to me. So that's so. When somebody hears that, they go, "Oh yeah, there's you know, they would recognize that as something that's very much about what I'm about." So, as I call it, harmonic aesthetic. Through the years, you acquire sounds that really move you, and that hopefully makes up your style.
Now, when you were putting this together, did you notice how that kind of harmonic aesthetic for you changed over the years?
It has gradually changed, yes. As I've gotten older, now I might play an F minor chord like this. Yeah. So it's gotten more sparse, more angular, more dissonant, I've played this chord for years, and I love it, and I'll always play it, but I'm kind of into that as the chord. It implies the chord. You need the bass note. That could be lots of different chords, but anyway. So that's sort of where I'm headed. Watch out. To a place that nobody likes. But, you know, you got to follow your own instinct. You got to follow what moves you. And, this kind of happened. I can tell you, probably boring as hell, but I signed to Columbia three or four years ago. And one great thing about being with Columbia Records is they have the catalog of life. And when you sign with them, you can get the actual catalogs and order. I ordered 170 CDs. About 60 of them were classical records, and about 10 of those were Glenn Gould. And Glenn Gould really developed this aesthetic where he would only play, he was not into the romantic period or the classical period. He was into Bach and 12 tone, Webern, Schoenberg, Berg, you know, 20th century music. So before we were on the air, I was playing this Webern piece. So on. And I love that. Something about that really gets to me. I know everyone's going, what in the world? But that And, you know, this... Anyway, that's Webern also. And, you know, as some people get older, they get safer. As I get older, I get more out. So once again, don't buy you. Yeah, this is. I'm warning you off of my next records, aren't I? Well, but hey, I'm sorry. It's just what's where I'm. Where, so I was very influenced by these records I got. So you can blame Donnie Einar at Columbia Records for
now,
my turn
apply
to
that
the
to,
out.
To how it would affect your songwriting, though. Just using those chords, and how do you apply that to pop music?
Okay. Well, I have a song. I've been commissioned. My last record had three songs that sounded to some Broadway big shot people like Broadway songs, and they've commissioned me to write this musical. And so I've started doing it, and one of the pieces starts like this. If the world only knew I'm not just some schlub in sales, believe me, you'll see me standing with my masterpiece unveiled. And so on. This job in hardware, I don't get the best of it. Anyway, it goes on like that. So there you go. That's right there. That's
wow.
It.
We're looking forward and back. Actually, we're doing more. We're looking forward than we are looking back. And Intersections
yeah,
kind of looks back.
That's right.
Well, you did an interesting, really interesting thing with this solo piano tour you're doing. People who come to the show get this box set.
That's right. The ticket price is a little higher. And for that little higher ticket price, they get the box set as part of the ticket price. So it's a good deal. It's a gift to the people who have followed me for years and have gone through and are willing to deal with...
Well, we should play a song. You have a list of things which I can't see, so what do you like to do next?
Well, we're talking about the box set. I could do something. The box set includes lots of collaborative efforts through the years. I've gotten lots of great calls to work with an amazing array of people, and a lot of these collaborations are on there. And the second CD especially is about that. And this works well because I've just made a bluegrass record with Ricky Skaggs. I keep talking about the future, but all this influences that. This came about because I was part of his Bill Monroe tribute record, and we did the old traditional song that Bill Monroe played called "Darling Corey." It was the first song on the record, and we ended up on Conan O'Brien and Jay Leno and a PBS bluegrass special. And had a great run with this one song. And at one point he came to me and said, "Hey, we've had such a great time doing this. Would you consider making a whole record of this?" And so I said, yes. I said, let's do this. We'll call it The Red States and the Blue States. And that's not what it's called. But we ended up doing this. And so what I'll do, I'm going to play two songs here. It'll count for two, I think, on my ledger here, right? Anyway, I'm going to do this song, "Darling Corey," and then take it into a song, title song of our third record that I've reworked through the years, and we reworked it for this record. It's on, also on the upcoming bluegrass record, very much like this, if you can imagine hearing mandolins and fiddles along with the piano. So this is that. Dig a hole in the cold, cold ground. Dig are gonna lay Don and Corey down. Yes, wake up with Johnny Corey. What makes you sleep so sound? Highway robbers are coming and gonna tear your playhouse down. Yeah, dig a hole in the meadow, dig a hole in the cold ground. Dig a hole in the meadow, gonna lay down and Corey down. Lay down and Corey down. Wake up with Johnny Corey, to go get me my gun. Well, I'm not a man for trouble, but I'll die before I'll run. Yeah, dig a hole in the meadow, dig a hole in the cold, cold ground. Dig a hole in the meadow, gonna lay Don Corey down. Some city boys that didn't walk just right. Yes, and the line was drawn for another showdown, like they'd always seen and done. And when the lights came up on the little woods town, was an old man bailing out a son. He's going out for a night on the town, going out for the smoke and the trees. They're going out for a night on the town, going out for a look and see. Said, do what your daddy told you, Will. Well, I just went out and did that. Well, a band and a Willie went out one night. La 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 la. Midway Diner, where they rack up the balls for pool games and reputations I make. There's a green forest and full of the oaks and the pines. Here's where they clear a space in the middle, where secret scores are settled and a claim was made around the table that night. And they rolled off there through the trees, and the young tell how the city boy tried, and how one man fell to his knees. Going out for a night on the town, going out for the smoke and the trees. Going out for a night on the town, going out for a look and see. Said, what made you go and do that, Will? They said, we were just having a little fun. Well, a van and a Willie went out. Well, a van and a Willie went out one night. Thank you.
was drawn for another showdown. Like they'd always seen and done. And one last night for a drunken old time left a scar on another man's son. Going out for a night on the town, going out for the smoke and the trees. Going out for a night on the town, going out for a look and see. Said do what your daddy told you. Well, I just went out and did that. Well, I bet I really went out one night.
Thank you.
That was the short version.
Our guest is Bruce Hornsby with a bit of that two-handed independence and two-handed unison as well.
That's right. That's exactly what that was about, splitting your brain.
Okay. and you can do it. Night on the Town and Darling Corey. The tunes, versions thereof are on.
Yeah, actually, right. There's a version of Night on the Town, a solo piano version on this. That's the long version.
Well, and there are three, at least. I didn't count them all, versions of Valley Road.
Actually, there are four. Yeah, a nice overkill moment for the people. They're very different. It's a very malleable song, and our approach to the playing of my songs, our meaning our band or my own, when I'm playing solo, is to be creative with the songs. I understand that most people who go to a concert, they're there to hear the songs the way they know them. They're there for a nice stroll down memory lane, nostalgic night out, to hear the good old songs from our youth, or in a young person's case, the good songs that we know from the record. I'm the wrong guy to see if you're interested in that, because to me it's a real creative prison to feel like you have to play the song the same way. I mean, my interest as a musician is so not about that. It's about, as you can see, it's about creating in the moment in whatever situation I'm in. And so Valley Road's a perfect example of this. The live version on there is the way we play it now, which is kind of old and kind of bluesy.
Sometimes I follow.
You know, that kind of like the very kind of down in the dirt feeling. And then there's the bluegrass version with the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band that won the Bluegrass Grammy in 1990 and pissed off all the purists.
Is that your most covered song?
Most covered song? That's a good question. Rainbow's Cadillac has been covered by some jazz groups. It's a great version of that. Well, no, Way It is the most covered song because of all the rappers who have done it, okay? Tupac, Mace, E-40, some European, a Swedish rapper. So Way It Is in that way. It's not been covered so much as it's been sampled and re-recorded and turned into new songs. Valley Road is not so much covered. It's just, I know there's a country group that was doing the bluegrass version of Valley Road for a while. Anyway, then there's the Grateful Dead version, which is on, which is a bluesy.
Sometimes I lead, sometimes I follow.
I've been playing it like that on my solo gigs.
We're talking about some of the songs on Intersections, which is kind of a way of looking back at 20 years of what Bruce Hornsby's been doing. And one of the things, well, okay, here's, we're going to look ahead too. I heard you were recording with Jack DeJohnette.
Yeah.
But I understand that's a trio album?
Yeah, for years, Pat Metheny's been badgering me to make a record of me playing the jazz repertoire, the standards and bebop tunes. Finally, I got around to sort of losing my fear of flying with this, because I described making this jazz record like this. Imagine you took 6 years of French, 6 years, a good number of years, and you could speak it pretty well, but then you didn't speak it again for another 30 years. It's not what you did. And then you got hired to be the French translator at the UN. So you'd have to really bone up. So we made this record. We recorded it in the spring, and we're mixing it now. We're just about done with it. It'll come out next year, too. So from the bluegrass, from the Skaggs, Kentucky Thunder record, to the Jack and Christian record, it's worlds apart, different musical worlds. But you mentioned that because I thought about playing a song where I'll play the song and then go into a piece that we recorded for this this jazz record. And this is also on the box set, sort of very much like the way I'm playing it, a solo piano version. It's our song from Talk of the Town. It's our song called Talk of the Town from the Harbor Lights record. You said that's your era, your favorite era of my work. And so this is for you. It's a song about the first interracial romance in our town. Now everybody freaked out about it. Been riding around with the top down like I always do. My love at my side, but only this time my friends say something's changed you. They said you're running with the wrong set. This girl is someone you should never have met. Let her go on her own, son. Everyone else but just come undone. The old town fathers are up in arms. The city council is very alarmed. Cousins and uncles are having fits. War predictors of doom think this is it. Everybody else is just hanging around. Me and my babe, we're the talk of the town. Statue there in the town square seems to stare at me. Walking around with my head down, they say, can't we make you see? I said, son, you know we're really colorblind. They just say, everybody else seems to really mind. Loser, now I think you'll find everyone else will just fall in line. The Chamber of Commerce up in arms, city council is very alarmed. The cousins and uncles are having fits. Predictors of doom think this is it. Everybody else is just thinking out loud. Me and my baby, we're the talk of the town. Not the first, surely not the last. Shouldn't throw stones out from your house of glass. Yes, around here lots of crackers and cheese. Stay away from those, my daddy said to me. You'll get in trouble if you mess with these, mess with these. Uncles are having fits. For predictors of doom think this is it. Everybody else is just thinking out loud. Me and my babe, we're the talk of the town. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. That was a piece called Charlie, Woody, and You. Listen. See, there's that stuff again.
Thanks for coming by and playing it.
Great to be here.
Thank you.